This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler calls U.S. President Trump's argument that he cannot be impeached for abuse of power dangerous nonsense. Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, kicked off the second day of the Democrats' case of the Trump impeachment trial in the Senate Thursday, where the 100 senators are deciding the president's guilt or innocence. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
The Democrats claim that President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine while asking its leader to announce an investigation of his political opponent, Joe Biden, and his son Hunter, is legally deficient and partisan, argues White House lead counsel Pat Cipollone.
The president has done absolutely nothing wrong, and that these articles of impeachment do not begin to approach the standard required by the Constitution, and in fact, they themselves will establish nothing beyond those articles.
House Democrats are detailing the Trump-Ukraine timeline in 3 days of opening arguments, trying to convince senators that what the president did amounts to an abuse of power and obstruction of congressional oversight, and he must be removed. On Saturday, Trump's legal team will begin their 3 days of opening arguments. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved in its first reading a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. All 432 lawmakers present in the State Duma voted in favor of the bill on Thursday, just 3 days after the amendments were presented in Parliament. The bill will then face a third reading. Once approved in three readings in the Duma, the bill will go to the Federation Council, the upper house of Parliament, before being signed into law by Putin. The Russian leader says he, under the plan, more responsibilities will be given to Parliament and other states' body while maintaining a strong presidency. This is VOA News. As the number of reported coronavirus infections soared Thursday to 584 cases and more worldwide, the World Health Organization warned that the outbreak in China represents a high global risk. However, the WHO stopped short of declaring a public health emergency of international concern. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
The World Health Organization on Thursday said it was too early to consider an international outbreak of a new virus to be a global emergency. Most public transport in the city of Wuhan, population 11 million, was suspended on Thursday and people were told not to leave. Later on Thursday, neighboring Huanggang, a city of 7 million people, announced a similar lockdown. Chinese health authorities say the newly identified coronavirus strain has infected hundreds and killed more than a dozen people. Patients have been identified in South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Airports across the globe have started screening travelers. While the WHO adopts a wait-and-see approach to the outbreak, health officials speaking in the World Economic Forum in Switzerland cautioned that while the illness appears to be less fatal than the recent SARS virus, it could be more contagious.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. The International Court of Justice ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities and preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Joe Davies with Reuters.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. The ruling dealt only with Gambia's request for so-called preliminary measures, the equivalent of a restraining order for states. It gives no indication of the court's final decision, which could take years to reach.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. The Shanghai government said Shanghai Disneyland will now be closed from Saturday to help prevent the spread of the deadly virus that broke out in the Chinese city Wuhan. China is on a 7-day Lunar New Year holiday starting Friday, a period when the Shanghai Disney Park would be usually packed with tourists. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.